Welcome back. So today I'm going to check out Surly Brewing's Darkness Imperial Stout. So I was at Megabev and I have to say this is the first time I saw a beer come in a box. I'm going to move this stuff out of the way just so I don't smash it or tip it over. There, octopus, I'm guessing, darkness. I paid almost 13 bucks for this. Almost. It was actually over because sales tax in Michigan is 6. So this was over 13 bucks. But there were two left in the, I guess. So in Megabev, usually all the beer is in aisles. Or if you want cold, they're all on the back wall. Usually, if they're out of date or older, they put them on the very top shelf. There's only two. And I got one. I probably should have picked up the other one, but I didn't. So, yeah. Have you had a beer that was in a box? I mean, I almost don't want to open it. I have not looked at this. I did not open it. I mean, obviously, I felt it to see if there was a beer in there. But, I mean, this is cool. I like it. And the can is pretty much the same way. Now, this has been out over an hour. It's been in the box. I didn't open it. I didn't do anything. It feels colder than it should be. So, if I can see this, 2023. Hopefully I'm not shaking it too much. 2023. There you go. Imperial Stout. I don't want to read anything else. 12% ABV is what this thing says. But I don't know if they do this every year, if this is a special release. I don't know. So let's go ahead and open it. Like I said, it's over an hour old. Been out, I should say. There we go. Pour it in here. Why are they, I'm guessing that's an octopus. I mean, it's got 50 eyeballs, but yeah, cool can art in there. Okay. I would say Tootsie Roll color head, small and medium bubbles. The medium ones are just from pouring it in there from this glass, a finger of head. I would say that's black, small amber hue on the teardrop down here, but very, very little. Yeah, definitely say it's black. Let's go ahead and smell. I don't know what to expect. Not what I would expect. Almost like a light barrel age, like an oaky high SRM malt, but not to the acidic ashy point. Like almost dark fruits, but not quite there. Like Imperial Stout at 12%. Like brown sugar. Brown sugar spice. Like a Chinook spice, but in a high ABV stout. It smells like a sweeter stout. It's definitely throwing me off because Imperial Stout, high ABV stout, like those higher SRMs, 500, you know, something like that that's going to give you that almost burnt, ashy, acidic smell, or that dark fruit, leather, tobacco smell. I don't know if it's there. It almost smells barrel-aged, like light woodiness, light barrel-aged, like a 3 month instead of a year. Something like that. Like a Tootsie Roll. More lighter chocolate Tootsie Roll, lighter dark fruits, if you want to say that. Not your typical Imperial Stout, at least for me. Smells fine. Let's go ahead and taste. A little tinniness, acidic, light Tootsie Roll. Like light chocolate Tootsie Roll. Bitterness. That bitterness is in there. Yeah, like a bitter Tootsie Roll. Chocolate Tootsie Roll. Huh. Like, but there's like acidicness. Acidic. Bitter Tootsie Roll. Huh. I was actually thinking this was going to be like the Abyss from Deschutes. Something like that. Like dark. Like heavy. It's not. Or I'm just used to heavier Imperial Stouts. It's got a good base, though. Like, the bitterness is throwing me off. Is that from the malt? Or did they hop it? It has to be from the malt. The higher SRM malts, that bitterness that's coming through. Usually stouts are going to have a high bitterness, 60, 65, somewhere in there. They could have more than an IPA, something like that. But, huh, man. There's some sweetness. Like more like chocolate sweetness. Like if you amped up a Tootsie Roll, gave it some bitterness, some a touch of acidic, like dehusked carafa malts is where my brain's going from brewing with that. Something like that in there. Dehusked carafa 1, carafa 2, but still that, like, amped up Tootsie Roll in there with bitterness. I almost want to say wood. Like, I don't know. Never mind. I'm taking that back. No wood. Tannic? Something like that? I don't know. I think the bitterness is too much. Is it like a burnt chocolate? Like that. The bitterness isn't playing with the base or with the beer in general. It's still good. But I think if you're looking at $13, over $13. Now, would I drink this whole thing? Yes, I will. Is it like a... Let me pour some more in here. I want to say it's like a tart fruit. Like underripe dark cherry. Could you go with that? going to take a while to taste this one. Like, I think it would warm up some. Like, I did a 8.1, I think it was, percent stout before this. That was warmer than this. So, I think being in that box, it is a little colder. I think the bitterness is too much in this beer. I like my coffee black, two shots of espresso over ice, and that's probably, you make coffee into ice cubes, and then that's what you put in the coffee, not the ice cube out of a tray to water it down. I think the bitterness is throwing me off. I would still say there's some woody presence, woodiness, something in there. It definitely doesn't taste like it's barrel aged now. But there is it grainy, overgrained, something like that woody in there. I would go 4.25 out of 5, and I should have bought that other one just to age and see what it is. I want to check the side of this just to see. I don't think it says, okay. It doesn't say anything, so we're good. Let's check on tap, see what they're saying. 12 of my friends have checked this in, 4.29 out of 5. Almost 9,000 people have checked this in, 4.19 out of 5. 10.3? That's not the same. This is 12. Is there different darkness? Should I put 23? Ah, here we go. Okay. So none of my friends have had... Maybe this just came out. I should have bought all of them. Almost 1,500 people have checked it in. None of my friends have. 4.16 out of 5. Rich chocolate molasses bitter hoppy. I could see molasses, but I said bitter. So... they're saying for the style guidelines, chocolate, coffee, cherry, raisin, toffee, plus non-traditional dose of hop, aromatic hops. Does it say it doesn't have IBUs? I could see that. I should have bought all those. Well, the other one. Okay, I'm getting a little bit more cherry and raisin than chocolate. I would put wood in there, but raisin, okay. I could see that, but woody, raisin, cherry. Maybe it just doesn't follow as well as my previous beer. I don't know if they, I mean, obviously they must produce this every year. That's, okay, that's just close up. Okay. Yeah, if you can find this, definitely one to pick up and try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.